Welcome to the Advanced Masterclass on Subweight Edit Bounce in Ableton Live 12, built for jungle and old-school TNB vibes. This lesson is all about making the low end feel like it's performing with the drums, not just sitting underneath them. In this style, the sub, the reese, the break, and the rag edits all need to feel like parts of one living system. When that works, the tune gets that classic rolled-up, forward-moving energy that sounds raw, heavy, and totally intentional. We're going to build this in a way that's practical, repeatable, and very Ableton-friendly. The aim is not just to make a bassline that is loud. The aim is to make one that is phrased, musical, and functional on a dance floor. That means the snare has room to speak, the break has room to breathe, and the vocal chops feel like part of the rhythm, not decoration. Start by setting your project to 174 BPM. That's a very natural zone for this kind of jungle and rag-leaning DNB energy. Then organize your session into three main lanes, one lane for drums, one lane for bass, and one lane for ragga edits. Keep that structure clean from the beginning, because the whole idea here is responsibility. The sub owns pressure. The mid-bass owns identity and motion. The vocal edits own personality and call and response. Now, before you build a big arrangement, focus on a two-bar loop. That's the real test in this genre. If a two-bar cell works, everything else becomes easier. If it doesn't work, no amount of extra fills is going to save it. So loop a short section and start from the core interaction between drums and bass. Let's build the sub first. Create a MIDI track and load operator or wave editable. Keep it simple, almost brutally simple. Use a sine wave or something very close to it. Fast attack, short release, and very little movement. If you want glide, use it subtly. The sub should feel like a disciplined low-frequency anchor, not a wandering synth line. Write the MIDI so the bass phrases answer the kick and snare. This is a huge part of the style. Don't think of the bass as a lead part sitting on top of the groove. Think of it as something that reacts to the drums. Place notes so the snare can still hit with authority. In this style, the snare is often the timing reference, not the kick. If your bass is stepping all over the snare, the groove will shrink. After the synth, add a little EQ8 if you need it, then saturator with just a bit of drive and utility to keep the sub fully mono. The mono part is essential. Keep the true low end centered and stable. If the sub needs to speak more clearly on smaller systems, a tiny bit of saturation is fine. But don't overdo it. The power comes from note placement and envelope control more than from processing. A good sub pattern here usually lives around the lower register, with short to medium note lengths and some space between hits. Let the pattern breathe. Silence is part of the bounce. If the sub is playing too constantly, the drum energy gets buried. If the sub is too sparse, the tune loses weight. So you want that sweet spot where the bass feels active but controlled. Next, build the mid-bass or reese layer. This is where the movement lives. Use wave-eatable, analog, or operator with a detuned saw-based sound. Two slightly detuned saws is a great starting point. Add a low-pass filter, maybe a touch of resonance, and keep the envelope fairly punchy. This layer should carry the audible character of the bass, while the sub stays clean underneath. Now add some tasteful edge, auto filter for movement, saturator or pedal for bite, and maybe drum bus if you want more weight and dirt. But be careful with drum bus boom, because if the sub is already doing its job, you don't need to inflate the bottom again. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make in this genre. Too many things trying to own the same low frequencies just turns the drop into mush. This mid layer is where you create the edit bounce. Try shifting the rhythm between bars. For example, one bar can start with a short hit on beat 1, then another on the offbeat. The next bar can answer that with a slightly different rhythm or a pitch change. That little shift is enough to make the bass line feel like it's being re-edited in real time. Here's a really important coaching point. Think in layers of responsibility. Sub pressure, audible identity, and motion or ear candy. If one layer starts doing two jobs, the groove usually gets muddy fast. So let the sub stay simple. Let the reese do the expressive stuff. Let the vocal chops bring surprise and attitude. Now bring in the breakbeat. This is the other half of the magic. Jungle and old school DNB live and die on how the break interacts with the bass. Use an amen style or other classic break, and either chop it with slice to new MIDI track or keep it as audio and edit it directly in arrangement view. If you use warp, use it lightly. You want the transients to stay alive and natural. On the break channel, clean up the low end. If the sub owns the bottom, carve the break below about 80 to 120 Hz. That's not a hard rule, but it's a strong starting point. Use EQ8, maybe a little drum bus for transient punch, and tighten any stray hits with clip gain or fades. The aim is not to flatten the break. The aim is to let it keep its character while making room for the sub. Now listen to the relationship between the break and the bass. If the bass note lands right on top of a snare hit, ask yourself whether that's helping or hurting. Sometimes that clash is exactly the tension you want, but often, especially in old school jungle, a little space makes the whole thing hit harder. Remember, the groove is not just about density. It's about contrast. One really useful move is to create a second break layer with some dirt. Duplicate the break, distort the duplicate lightly with saturator or overdrive, and blend it underneath the main break. That gives you grit and aggression without making the main break sound crushed. Now let's add the ragga elements. This is where the tune starts talking. Take a vocal phrase, a toaster line, or some reggae-style sample, and chop it into small pieces. Put it in a track called Ragga Edits. Don't use it as wallpaper. Use it as a conversational voice. This is all about call and response. Let the vocal answer the bass. Let it land after a snare. Let one phrase ask a question and another phrase answer it. If you just loop a vocal constantly, it loses power fast. But if you use it as a rhythmic event, it becomes part of the arrangement muscle. A good workflow is to chop the vocal into half bar and one bar fragments, then trigger a phrase at the end of a bass line or after a drum accent. Use echo for dub throws, reverb for space, and maybe a gate or auto filter for rhythmic shaping. A delay throw on the last word of a bar is a classic move. Then cut it dry again right on the next phrase so the echo doesn't smear the groove. This is where phrase-based thinking really matters. Don't automate randomly. Automate in 2-bar and 4-bar gestures. Let the bass open up on the second bar. Let the vocal throw happen at the end of a phrase. Let the filter close down briefly before the next impact. That kind of structured motion sounds intentional and musical. Now, to really push the bounce, group your mid-bass into an audio effect rack and create a few macro-controlled states. One state can be clean and weighty. Another can be more driven and mid-forward. Another can be filtered and teasing. This gives you fast, performance style changes without needing a different sound for every bar. For the rack, auto filter, saturator, redux, and utility are a strong chain. Map the cutoff so it moves across a useful range, maybe from low mid territory up to a more open tone. Map drive for saturation changes, and keep width under control so the low end stays solid. Then automate those macros over 2 or 4 bars. That state change is the edit bounce. It's not about constant motion, it's about the phrase opening, then resetting. You can also use clip envelopes inside the MIDI clips. Slightly different velocities, small filter jumps, and the occasional pitch move can make the bassline feel like a live program dub performance. Very small changes go a long way in this style. Now let's make sure the whole groove breathes properly. Use sidechain compression from the kick or main break to the sub and mid bass. Keep it subtle. We're not chasing EDM style pumping here. The goal is just to let the drum speak clearly and let the bass tuck out of the way when needed. A light amount of gain reduction, with a moderate attack and release, is usually enough. Also, check your mix at low volume. This is one of the best reality checks for this genre. If the bass line still reads quietly, your note placement and envelope shaping are probably doing the real heavy lifting. If the tune only works when it's loud, then the groove probably isn't strong enough yet. Mono checking is also essential. Collapse the bass and make sure the tune still feels solid. If the low end disappears or gets blurry, you've probably widened too much or built too much stereo information into the wrong layer. Keep the sub mono. Keep the width up in the harmonics, not in the foundation. Now think about arrangement like a DJ tool. Don't just loop 8 bars forever. Build sections that evolve. A strong structure might start with a filtered intro, then move into a core drop with the main bounce, then a switch up, where the bass gets simpler or the break gets more chopped, then a second drop with a more aggressive answer phrase, then an outro that gives the DJ something clean to mix out of. Use contrast to keep the energy alive. Remove the sub for half a bar before a drop. Add a 1-bar break fill every 8 bars. Drop in a low-pass filter at the end of a phrase. Or create a fake breakdown by stripping the low end for a moment, and then slamming it back in. Those little reload moments are very jungle. They make the next hit feel bigger without just turning everything up. A really strong advanced trick is to program 2 bass states. One low-pressure version and 1 mid-bite version of the same phrase. Alternate them every 2 or 4 bars. That makes the tune feel edited rather than looped. Another good move is to add tiny pickup notes before a snare-led accent. Use them sparingly. You want them to feel like a surprise, not a pattern. If you want more darkness and weight, simplify the sub even further and let the reese carry the movement. That often sounds heavier than adding more notes. You can also try subtle frequency shifter movement on the mid layer for a metallic, uneasy edge. Very small amounts can make the sound feel more alive and more menacing. One more important thing. Bounce and audition early. Export a rough 8-bar loop and listen outside the project. Jungle parts can feel very different once you're not staring at the grid. If the loop still makes sense as audio, and it still feels like the bass is editing the drums rather than sitting on top of them, you're on the right track.